speaking of you guys doing your own things, I mean, you go from, you know, playing bass for Jamiroquai to this. I mean, that's a pretty big departure. Like, what brought you into playing this type of music, going from, like, you know, some funky bass to this stuff? I mean, how'd that happen?
There was quite a period of time between me doing Jamiroquai and coming into this band. And, you know, like I did sort of just mentioned, we've all done a lot of different things. You know, I did a lot of things in between that. I've always loved rock music. I guess the thing that got me into playing music was Jimi Hendrix. You know, and I listened to a lot of music from that period, and the 60s and the 70s, and I think we all have. But personally, for me, I think, you know, I've never just done only one thing. Obviously, Jamiroquai was one of the sort of high profile things I did.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I love any kind of music. I just like good music, so I don't think it really matters what genre it's from.
What do you think makes his debut album special? How do you want it to be remembered?
I don't know. The debut album, it was something that we put the band together. We've been doing some shows. We wanted to get some material recorded, so we booked a studio just for 4 days, and we actually managed to record everything in that 4 days.
Wow!
And I guess maybe the part, you know, that album, you can hear it's five guys in a room. You know, we didn't go into rehearsals for doing it. You know, the rehearsals were the shows that we'd been doing. So we played the tunes at the shows. We picked the tunes that we wanted to do, and actually ended up recording pretty much everything that we had. I just think there's an energy and an energy to those recordings, and a sort of a spontaneity. We recorded each song definitely no more than four times. And generally, the first or the second take was the one that we kept. There's minimal overdubs, and I think that's, you know, that's the sound of the band. That's what you get when you come to see the band live. And I think that's maybe what makes it sound fresh, possibly, because people nowadays seem to spend so much time making albums, and sort of pasted together, and you know, a lot of the time musicians aren't even in the same room together at the same time. You know, everything's recorded into Pro Tools. We recorded to tape. We just managed to capture a moment.